A second type of printing became common in the post-Renaissance era, and its earliest form was the copper engraving. The picture farthest to the left on this wall is a brilliantly cut engraving, with remarkable detail, shown here in a superb impression. The underlying principle of the engraving was to hold ink in grooves or pits cut into the surface of a copper plate, and to print these on dampened paper under great pressure. This type of printing is called intaglio, or printing from the low portions of the printing plate. Intaglio printing became widespread, but always was more expensive than the older relief print. These two processes, the woodcut and the engraving, had a healthy coexistence for three centuries or so until photography and photomechanical methods drove them into obsolescence. Intaglio printing came in many forms. The most widespread type was etching, in which the same copper plate was chemically etched instead of cut by hand. To the right of the engraving are two etchings, which show the free and loose line that characterizes such prints. Instead of cutting copper with a handheld engraving tool, the etcher could draw on the plate surface with a needle and let chemistry do the hard work of metal removal. Other intaglio variations were the aquatint, the mezzotint, and the steel engraving. Although far less common than simple etching, these refinements gave a better description of tone in their pictures. Much of the history of printing is concerned with this challenge, of using black ink to print various shades of gray. No simple press can handle gradations of ink, and so the traditional answer to this puzzle is to break the image up into tiny black marks which the eye blends into tone when seen from a distance. The enlarged details show how this works.